It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today in studio, I've got with me Allie Farnham with Helper Saturday Vibes. We've got a new website. We've got a new schedule. We've got new bands. We got everything, and they're getting ready to kick off. So we thought we'd just kind of give you a little tease as to what you've got to look forward to this summer. Allie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having us. We're really excited to be here today. We are 2 weeks away from our first event, and it is so exciting. We have been working all year since basically we ended last year in September, working all through the winter to plan an even bigger and better event for you this year.
And like I said, you've got kind of a new schedule now. You're going to be the second and fourth Saturdays of the month. Is that, and that goes all the way through, right?
Yep. So we're May through September, the second and fourth Saturday. So that's twice a month. So first Friday will happen in Helper on the first Friday of the month, and then Vibes will be second Saturday, a little break on the third weekend, Arts Festival. There's some other activities that often are happening on that third weekend, and then we'll be back on the fourth weekend of the month, May through September.
And once again, you've got I've seen the list, some of the names I recognize from last year. You've got some great bands lined up to come down to Helper and hang out on the stage. So let's talk about some of them as you kind of go down the schedule and tell us who's coming.
Yeah, so we have an incredible lineup, 20 bands. That's two bands for each date, and they play a two-hour set. One favorite that everyone in Carbon County loves is Shuffle. They're coming back again this year. A band that I'd love to highlight is the Lane Changers. They are a 10-piece band with brass. They will be playing at our Pride-themed event on June 11th. Also, Pixie and the Partygrass Boys. They are a big debaucherous crew of bluegrass folks, and they will be closing it down at the end of the season, and then so many more incredible bands.
And as I said, you've got quite a few repeat offenders from last year, and the one, there was one band that my wife loved, and they, for some reason, the name escapes me. They were like an Irish band that played, you know, like sea shanties and had the accordion and fiddle and all that stuff.
Yeah, so that's Swagger. Okay. And they're going to be here opening the season from 5 to 7 p.m. on May 14th.
They were a good time.
They are so much fun. Actually, I apologize. They're closing on May 14th.
Yeah, they were a good time when we went down there that weekend. So, you know, and the other thing we need to talk about, too, with all this is, it's not just music. There's so many other things that are tied into this. And you know, to kind of keep going with that, it's family friendly. It's for the whole family. So you always have great things going on for kids. And let's highlight some of those.
Yeah. So this year, one of our sponsors is Little Learners Daycare. They are sponsoring the kids' activities. So we will have the bounce houses once again this year. A couple of the dates, we're actually going to have train rides down Main Street, which is very exciting. And we're having themed events this year as well. So for example, May 28th, we're doing an everything animal themed, and there are going to be pony rides down Main Street.
Got to look forward to that for the ponies. It's always a good time when you can bring a pony out, right?
Absolutely. So really is family friendly, and the vendors this year as well. We have such an incredible diverse lineup of vendors. We have over 50 vendors who are in the application process right now, which is just out of this world.
Well, and that was another great part of this too, was some of the great food trucks and things that you guys had come last year.
Yeah, so expect a lot more of where that came from. We are going to have 5 food trucks at every event.
So they're going to have plenty of food, all of that good stuff. And, you know, we need to talk for a moment about the full bar and all the refreshments, let's say, that you guys have.
Absolutely. So expect a lot more of the same from last year. Of course, the return of the Top Shelf Margarita. We could never do away with that. Dented Brick is our spirits sponsor this year. So all of our cocktails will be mixed with Dented Brick liquor, which we are so excited to have. They're local out of Salt Lake. We always love to keep it local. The Zero Waste Cup that we have had last year is a stainless steel reusable cup. Folks will be able to purchase that cup. The price includes their first drink. And then every time you bring that cup back, you get $1 off. So it literally pays to reuse your cup.
So keep that in mind. I have one of these stainless steel cups. They brought it to me last year. It works great for everything. I promise. And it'll be a good time. Once again, this is a great event. And let's go ahead and list, because, you know, you can't do this on your own. You've got great sponsors. And you said that this year the sponsor list just keeps growing and growing. So let's go ahead and list some of your sponsors this year.
Absolutely. The Helper Project, once again, is continuing to hold our main stage sponsor. They're sponsoring all of the bands. The Tony Basso Group of Companies, Coca-Cola out of Wellington, Renewal by Anderson, USU is joining us this year, along with Castleview Hospital. We've got General Distribution bringing all the incredible beverages, along with Dented Brick, Little Learners Daycare, Emory Telecom, J&N Auto is sponsoring our classic car parking this year. Eastern Utah Trim Light put lights up on the stage to live forever. The Carbon County Co-op Grant, the Miners Cottages, I Got Poop, and Matsuda Acupuncture.
You got a list there.
It's a big list.
Once again, it's great to have that many sponsors. You can't do this without them. And another thing that's great about this year, new website. So let's talk about that before we get out of here.
Yes, we worked so hard this winter to cultivate a ton of incredible content for a very functional, constantly being updated website. It is www.helpervibes.com. You can find the dates, the bands, YouTube links, and videos for all of the bands that are playing. You can apply to be a vendor. You can apply for a job. You can get a map, location. Everything is on that website.
It's that one-stop shopping, and then just get ready to have some fun, right? Because the first one is
May 14th.
We're going to have you guys in every week before that. You know, it'll be in like the week of before the Saturday Vibes, and we'll talk about everything that's going on at that event. Going to be a lot of fun. Get ready for the entire family to go out and have a good time. Helper Saturday Vibes comes back Saturday, May 14th, and it's a new time this year.
Yes, we have moved it back an hour, so we are 5 to 10:30 p.m.
So get ready. Like I said, just go out and have fun. This is a great event. Allie, thank you so much for coming in to talk about this, and we're going to be talking throughout the next few months all about Helper Saturday Vibes.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to it.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.